It's been a hot minute, as Amberlee Neese would say, since we have been together. You know, podcast listening had a significant dip during the crisis. And do you want to guess why?
Tell me why.
Because most people listen to their podcast while they're working out at the gym or commuting.
Yeah. And as many have said, during COVID, at least this is what I've heard, you either became a monk or a drunk or a chunk during COVID or one of those things, or a hunk, maybe a hunk. I don't know, but
I haven't seen any hunks on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. But anyway, I know that it has been hard. Something that's interesting to me is that books also took a dip. Only young adult fiction. I think it's because so many parents, their kids were home and they were like, for the love, if you watch one more Netflix show here, read a book. So yeah. I think that was the deal, but we're back and we're excited.
Yeah. And while we were away, we started brainstorming ideas and stories, and we've got a really cool plan ahead. Some we know, some we haven't figured out yet.
Yeah. And it's exciting. And what's great is that if you're listening, you can be part of our Choose Your Own Adventure. Why don't you let us know if there is a story that you know of that you feel like, oh my gosh, this story has to be told and it has to be explored by Mark and Amberlee. We would love to do that. So just let us know, like, and show it, you know, get us on the socials, connect with us via email, but we would love to hear your stories and how they've inspired you.
Yeah. So you can email me at mark@inspiringgrowth.biz.
Well, folks, I like that. That was good. That last little biz. Yeah.
Listen, good thing we aren't showing the video of this, because we look like we just worked out.
Look better.
Yes. I haven't shaved all weekend.
Good workout. Me neither. I'm just kidding.
I'm not
kidding, people. I'm sorry for the visual. You can't, you can't unsee it now. I'm so sorry.
You cannot. Well, I want to talk about the man who helped me transition from being an employee to becoming an entrepreneur.
Yes, which is fantastic. I mean, you are so blessed. You and I both have had people in our lives that God has sent that made us better. Mm-hmm. Mentors, Sherpas, whatever. So talk a little bit about that. Did you grow up in a home where your family members had lots of mentors, or was mentorship new for you?
Well, as you know, I'm only 5'6", so I didn't grow up a lot. Sorry, I'm going to leave comedy to the professionals.
I'll take it.
I actually had people who walked with me early on, probably in my teen years when I started. Actually, I should say it this way. When I stopped thinking I knew everything.
So at 47, when did that, when exactly did that? I'm just kidding.
That's the year I got married. It would have been the beginning of that place.
Yeah. You recognize, I don't know everything. I
guess. But yeah, I mean, I can look back. I was encouraged a few years ago to write down a list of the top people who influenced me, you know, the top 10. Mm-hmm. And about a year ago during COVID, I decided to do a Facebook post of five of those people and how they influenced me and what was the impact on my life. It was just a fun thing to do. So if you're interested in that, you can go to my Facebook page, personal Facebook page, Mark P. Fisher at Facebook, whatever. I don't know how that goes. But
yeah.
Here's the thing. You and I are going to be the same people 5 years from now, except for two things. The books we read and the people we meet. Mm. And I can tell you in my life, those two things, when a mentor shared that with me 20 plus years ago, I kind of laughed. And then I began to realize as I've aged, those are the two primary sources where people and learning has shaped and influenced me.
And that's inspiring to me, because I spend way too much time thinking about the food I will eat. And you're saying in 5 years, it's not going to matter, right? Is that what you're saying, brother?
Well, it could matter. He might be on a treadmill more. But,
that's true. That's true. That's true. Well, I am excited about this. I'm going to say, I'm going to admit that I got a sneak peek on this interview. And I thought it was so practical. So if you are listening, I know some of you are driving, keep driving, be safe on the road. Take out a piece of paper and a pen. I mean, get old school, OG, take out the, you know, maybe you could do it on your Evernote, but there are some practical, pragmatic approaches to this that I think are going to really encourage people to not only up their mentor game, but also seek a mentor themselves if they don't already have somebody in their life to do that.
Yeah. And I just love Bill Belknap. Yeah. I mean, he helped me navigate, you know, that successful, although frightening transition from employee to entrepreneur in 2014. And he'll tell a little bit about that story. But folks, listen, this is what you're going to get. You're going to learn how to get a better job, how to negotiate a higher salary, how to network with ease, and how to interview like a champ, and how to start your new job with a succession plan. Just this conversation with executive coach Bill Belknap is the kind of conversation that inspires growth, even when you're struggling. So I look forward to hearing from you all about how this story and this interview inspired you to grow.
Absolutely. So I have before we dive into the interview, I found a quote that I thought, once I heard the interview, that I thought was really important. So before we dive in, I want to share with you, I'm going to probably annihilate this person's name, but Ritka Klint, who is an artist, says, "Sometimes people appear in your life unexpectedly, like a gift from the universe. You don't even know you needed them or that you had called out silently to them. They appear when you needed them most to lift you, educate you, wake you up, or shine a light on your path. They sprout the seed that was in you and patiently watch that seed emerge from the soil. Sometimes it wears them out to water and fertilize you every single day as you grow. This is a delicate time. You as the plant and they as the nurturer. You as the plant need them for your growth, and they as your nurturer have to have the energy to believe in your growth. Then one day you blossom and awaken to the beauty around you and rejoice. The only thing you ask from them anymore is to celebrate the flower they have brought to life and to accept the riches you now will give to them." That to me is a beautiful definition. I love that quote. Beautiful definition of mentorship, the pain and the patience, but also the prize. So let's dive into this interview. And again, y'all, hold on to your hats and glasses. This is a great interview.
Hey, Inspiring Growth listeners, Mark P. Fisher here with Inspiring Growth, where we share stories of struggle that have led to growth. Now, for those of you who have been following our podcast in and out with the last 3 years, and I don't expect any of you to have listened to all of them, you may know on episode 30, I shared my story of struggle that led to growth. And there was a person in the middle of my story that had such a profound impact on my journey that I reached out to him recently and said, "Bill, I beg you, please come on the podcast and tell our listeners what you do for folks." And Bill said yes. So Bill, thank you so much for being on the Inspiring Growth podcast.
Thank you, Mark, for inviting me. Little background, I'm an executive career coach that specializes in helping executives and senior managers find new jobs. And my goal for my clients is simply to help them find the right job at the right company and the right compensation.
Mm. And what I love that you've helped over 185 clients land jobs. And what I think is most fascinating is that 50% of those, according to your website, were over 50 years old, which I, when I hired you, was that guy. It was 2013 when I had a medical emergency that caused me to be partially paralyzed from the waist down. Fast forward 3 months after, in the middle of my 18-month recovery, I could no longer serve as the CEO and president of Sandy Cove. And the board of directors did what very few nonprofit boards ever do, is that they thanked me and gave me a year's severance. But one of the board members said, "Mark, we want you to be able to have enough runway to start whatever is next in your life. And we know that what you've gone through has been hellish at all levels." And one of the board members said, "I know a guy." I know a guy. You know what? I know a guy reminds me of what someone once said to me, that 5 years from now, Bill, you and I are going to be the same people, except for two things: the books we read and the people we meet.
Yep.
And so when he said, I know a guy, my board of directors literally put some money aside and said, we want you to hire this guy, this career coach. And he, it's up to you. You don't have to. But I reached out to you in my utter despair. And I want you to take my listeners back to whatever you can remember from the beginning of, I think it was about a 6 month relationship that you were just actively involved in helping me. Can you take our listeners to that place that you remember about that conversation and sort of what you took me through?
What I remember is how honest you were about how it affected you motivationally. However, at your core, you were always, I'm going to get through this. And so that's what I remember.
I remember a man listening to my story and telling me, you're going to make it. That's what I remember.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And that's exactly the journey Bill took me on. As a matter of fact, I recorded each one of our sessions and would go back and listen to them. And what I remember, I think what launched me out of the canon into consulting is that one day you and I were debriefing an interview, I think it was, that I had with some company about a job. And you said something to me like, Mark, you know, you did this well and this you can improve on, but can I just be candid with you, Mark? And I said, yeah, you're wired to run your own thing. And it was that moment where it was like you gave me permission to be the entrepreneur I was wired to be.
Yes. Yeah. You just struck me because I've had a lot of entrepreneurial clients, and I just said, you've got the genes to be an entrepreneur.
So here's the thing that I think is interesting, and I hope you as listeners begin to sort of embrace this idea that all of us could use a coach. All of us could use someone that could come alongside. So the idea of hiring somebody to help you go through the process of changing careers and fine-tuning your resume and helping you go through the process, that's what Bill does. That's what his company does. That's what he does. And if you're interested in more of what Bill does, go to his website. It's BILLBELKNAP.com. And just let him know that you heard about us through the Inspiring Growth podcast. He's going to give you a free consultation. I think you'll appreciate the fact that Bill's wisdom brings great insight and trajectory to us. So what inspired you, Bill, to follow this path of coaching, you know, C-suite kinds of leaders?
Well, it actually came out of my core career. My last 10 years in the corporate world were as an SVP of HR. And as an SVP of HR, you're often the informal coach of the C-suite, guys and gals. And I really enjoyed that part of my HR job. And so when the last company I worked for did the classic downsizing, I said, you know what? It's time to go out on my own.
And how long ago was that?
1992.
Wow.
And I've never looked back. But I tell my clients, because I'm older than all your listeners, it took me until I was 52 to get the courage to do that.
Well, how about this, Bill? Can you tell us some stories of clients that you have helped? What are the things that you've done? And tell us some outcomes that you've experienced with your clients.
First is the vast majority of my clients, which you pointed out, thank you, in the beginning, are over 50. Mm-hmm. But universally, even though they've been super successful, they're worried about the age factor. So there's no question that ageism exists. There are millions of terrifically competent people over 50, over 60, over 70 who are not working. Mm-hmm. Some because they've given up, and some because they've been in youth-oriented businesses, and getting older, we all know, impacts them unfairly.
Yeah.
A big however, and they can read this article on my website, but in my humble opinion, many of us older folks are the problem, not the hiring organization.
Oh, explain. Why do I illustrate that?
You know, I've worked with over 500 clients in the last 20 years, and over half of them, as you pointed out, are over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've observed that makes me think a part, not just a part, of ageism is created by us, the candidate. Number one, and this is basic stuff, but it's important, our dress is out of date, or worse, we show up for an interview in a suit and tie, or the female equivalent, when the company has stopped wearing suits years ago.
Mm.
Number two, we tell interviewers we're not really into that social media stuff.
Mm.
Number three, we have not stayed current, sadly, in our field, or we aren't articulate about trends and challenges in our field. Number four, we take notes on a yellow legal pad versus an iPad Pro. Mm. Number five, we are not physically fit. You don't have to be a triathlete. And often are a bit overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And six, we have so much experience. We don't spend much time preparing for the interview.
Mm.
However, the top candidates are spending 8 to 16 hours preparing. So you were screwed, technical term, if you are spending just a couple of hours. You heard these 6 points.
Yep.
So now let's switch gears. If you were the hiring manager and a 30-year-old walked into your office and their clothes were out of date, or they were not savvy about social media, or not super current in their field, we're still using paper and pencil, we're not physically fit, and we're not super prepared for the interview, would they be a candidate?
Ouch. Ouch. Okay. So what do you do to prepare a candidate for that interview?
I have over 50 steps you have to take getting ready for the interview. You can share my email with your listeners and I will send it to them.
Go ahead and give that email out, Bill.
And it's Bill, real hard, bill@billbelknap.com.
All right, perfect. All right. So 50 things. We're not going to cover 50 things.
No, we're not going to cover 50.
But we're going to give away that resource for free if you just go to Bill's website.
Yeah. And it's doing, I'll give you just a couple of basics.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most basic is Googling what are the trends in whatever industry the individual is involved in?
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges in the industry the individual is involved in? The company they're interviewing for, let's pick on American Express. What are the challenges American Express is facing today?
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you a Google pitch. Everybody knows Google, but what they don't realize is you can talk to it like a person. For example, if you're a diverse candidate, you can Google who are the best diverse employers in the Boston area. And up will come a wonderful list. And that's where, of course, you would focus.
Woo! Mark Fisher, that is some good stuff. I am so excited about how this may encourage some of our listeners as well as the podcaster myself. It already has. So we obviously at Inspiring Growth, we want to be practical too. That's the beautiful thing about mentorship. It is practical and we want to be practical too. So I know it's been a long time, but we want to reconnect and we're going to do some free giveaways. That is one of my favorite words in the English language. I mean, cheesecake is good, but free, that takes it to the next level. And I'm
excited. What are the two most powerful words in marketing? You just said one, free. The second one is new.
Ooh, yes. Free and new. And wait a second. We have, we're going to check both boxes for y'all, for both of us. So why don't you start? Tell us what you would like to give away.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about you.
You're going to talk about me? Okay. Yeah. I can't wait.
All right. Amberly, can you sing the song 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover?
Just slip out the back, Jack.
Come on.
Make a new plan, Stan.
Here she
goes. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Isn't that so good?
Well,
Paul Simon, master.
Listen, folks. Mm-hmm. Amberly has just finished writing a beautiful ebook called 50 Ways to Initiate Great Connections with Others.
Which is different than 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. That's a totally different project. But this ebook indeed came out of the fact that we are, for the most part, disconnected. 61% of Americans in January 2020 said that they were lonely. Mm. They need mentors and they need people to come alongside them as well as people they need to come alongside. And so this ebook was born out of that. And so I'm thrilled to share the ebook, that 50 ways to initiate great connections with others. And they can get it by going onto my website, amberlynice.com/join. We'll put it in the show notes. And if you click on that, it'll give you the opportunity to sign up for my newsletter. And I just send out a monthly newsletter. And if you're worried, if there's any flags going up, like, oh, she's going to sell my, here's the deal. I love you too much. And I want to initiate great connections with you. I'm not going to do anything foolish with that. I'll send you a monthly newsletter, but mostly you will get that free ebook right there. I mean, instantly you'll get it as well as it'll show up in your inbox. So you'll be able to start initiating great connections. Oh, look, today. Let's make that happen today. And you'll have lots of practical ways to do that. All right. So Mark, you want to give away something free and new as well. Lay it on us.
Yeah. If you're a business owner or an organizational leader, that's why we exist. We mm-hmm. want to inspire growth with great leaders and your brands. So if you'd like to have a private session, I call it a strategy session, to learn the 7 steps to growth. These are the steps we take with our clients. And you and I can connect on a relational, like in a Zoom meeting. This is free to you. Mm. Just go to the inspiringgrowth.biz, inspiringgrowth.biz. And click on the upper right-hand side that says strategy session and tell me a little bit about yourself and then we'll move the ball forward and get an appointment for you. So that's, if you're interested, I'd love to hear about your business and your vision so we can grow it some more.
Free and new, great resources from Inspiring Growth.
Boom. Let's jump back into that interview with Bill. Ready, sit, let's go. Can you talk a little bit about networking and how networking really helps someone find a new gig?
Yeah, the biggest, and this is one of the points I want to talk about, because working with successful executives, you'd think they would be totally comfortable with networking. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons they're not is because most of them get their new gig from a previous executive they worked with.
Yeah,
you know, their real inner circle where there is no anxiety over networking. Oh, you know, I worked for Mark Fisher. I loved him. I have no problem then reaching out to Mark Fisher. And in my experience, most of my clients get their next job by reaching out to the Mark Fishers who connect them with the hiring manager.
Bill, I remember you said to me in the networking part of the coaching, you said, now, Mark, just make a list of all the people that you know that you worked with and reach out to them and offer to talk with them, to help them, to just basically give away your wisdom, your insight, your sales, your marketing, your fundraising. And so I sat down and I thought about, you know, 2 or 3 CEOs of organizations that I've worked with in the past, and I wrote them an email, and my subject line, I don't know if you remember this, but my subject line was limping leader.
No,
for
I
hire.
Don't remember that. That's great.
Limping leader for hire. And I got conversations. I got interviews. As a matter of fact, one of my very first clients came out of that where he just loved it. He says, "What happened? What's your story?" I told him the story. He's like, "Come in, let's have lunch." We had lunch. I asked him some questions. What was his struggles, his challenges? Pretty soon, by the end of this one meeting, he said, "How much?" Limping leader for hire.
That's great. Let me give your listeners a tip.
Yeah.
Because it's almost cliche, but one of the most underutilized networking resources is the alumni database, not the alumni organization, but the database that all colleges and universities have fundamentally for fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
And their relationship databases, so you can laser focus on, hey, I want to find out all alums that work for American Express or IBM or Google or whatever. Or I want to zero
in on the
alums in the local area.
Can't you do that on LinkedIn?
No, you can't tap into the alumni database. No.
Okay.
So all you have to do is call this college and say, hey, how I need a password. They verify that you were a graduate. And now you have exposure to all these folks. And then the other piece, what makes this so strong, is it's obviously an affinity group. And alums love to help other alums. And it doesn't make any difference that they're not in your class. You're looking for connections focused to your target companies.
Yep.
And I would say my client success rate with using the alumni database is over 95% return calls.
Wow. So you just call and say, hey, I'm a graduate of Penn State as well, and I'm blah, 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 and yada, yada.
And most of them, and I've been doing this, as you know, an awfully long time, most of them get back within 24 hours.
Interesting. There's one other thing you teach your clients, which I think is really interesting. It's about getting a raise. So almost everybody that listens to the Inspiring Growth Podcast has a job. They get a compensation. Like, what are the things that you teach your clients on how to get a raise? What are some of your tricks, your secrets?
Well, the most basic is very pragmatic. You've got to be able to talk about your impact in dollars and cents. Mm. So if you helped with a product launch and that launch was wildly successful, you have to talk about your contribution that ultimately delivered $10 million to the company.
Mm. Oh, so good.
Because the biggest mistake people make in going for a raise is they make it emotional. You know, my mortgage just went up. You know, no, it has to be, what have you delivered against the company's objectives that should justify this conversation?
That's good. And I think you're right. I think most of the time there's a trauma, a need. It's an emotional story. Please help. Rather than, as you said, hey, in the last year, I've done the following things to acquire $100 million with the clients.
Absolutely. You
know, my compensation is at this level. I'd like to get to this level. And you also talk about taking on more responsibility too.
Well, two things on that. Is more responsibility. And doing your homework, and fortunately using the internet, you can do this. What is the base salary line or the range of your job out there in the global market? Mm-hmm. And there are now over a dozen compensation websites where it won't give you Swiss watch precision, but it'll give you a good ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
but
good.
But back to asking for more responsibility, why that's so important is job evaluations, you know, what a job is worth is based on the responsibilities and the contribution to revenue or profit.
Yeah, that's good.
And so asking for more automatically says, well, if you give me this additional responsibility, shouldn't my pay grade go up?
That's so good. Hey, folks, listen, Bill is a reservoir of wisdom and insight and curiosity. If you would like to know more about Bill and Bill Belknap's consulting, go to BillBelknap.com. That's BillBelknap.com. And Bill's got a section on his website that I think you'll appreciate. It's called Bill's Tips. And there are various articles that Bill has written that, or he's assembled and gathered that may be of interest. One of them is how to do great research and how doing so will help you ace that interview. Another one is how to light up your network when starting a job search. And then Bill's 6 really important networking tips and people you need in your professional life and ageism and to sell as human, which is a contribution article by Daniel Pink, like making networking your New Year's resolution and how to ask for a raise. All those are free resources on Bill's website. Bill, thank you so much. Do you have any final words or thoughts or questions that you'd like to throw out there?
I also asked about how do people continue to improve their skill sets and those kinds of things.
Yes.
One of the things that's come up in the last year is my clients have done 3 things. One, they've gotten their PMP certification.
PMP, what is that?
That's project management professional.
Okay.
Second is cybersecurity certification. And who out there isn't impacted by cybersecurity?
True.
And last is e-commerce certification. Now, what the listeners need to know is most major colleges are now offering these courses online.
Yeah, I've seen this.
A great example is Cornell does a PMP. Now, they're not cheap. They're probably $800 or more.
Yeah.
But in a very short time, you can show the world that you're on top of the major issues in the business world today.
Well, Bill, thank you for what you've done in my life. And thank you for taking time.
I really appreciate it and love to hear the reaction folks have over this crazy interview.
Well, listen, folks, seriously, take advantage of Bill's complimentary strategy session with you. Head over to his website to do that. Bill, thank you very much. And thank you for listening to the Inspiring Growth Podcast. Just remember, go on to Apple, iTunes, and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Obviously, if you like it and you love it, that's one of the things that gives juice to the podcasts. We are heard in 49 states in the United States. I'm not sure what the 50th we need to pick up in 36 different countries around the world. And I just want to thank you for listening and being a part of the Inspiring Growth family. Well, folks, you can see why I love Bill and how he actually had a very powerful impact on the trajectory of my life. Sometimes we just need someone to give us permission to move from one place to another. You know what I'm talking about, Amberly?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What were some of the nuggets you got from Bill's conversation?
Well, there were a ton, but the one that literally gave me a spiritual bloody nose was it was actually just a passing comment about taking care of oneself. I know that my physical body is part of my brand, but I didn't realize how much that could tarnish other people's perception, especially when it comes to finding a new place to blossom. And so I had to press the pause button there for a second and take a deep breath because I thought, tickety dang. And then, of course, I thought, huh, I wonder what's for lunch. But I still, it still was such a, it was such a powerful thing that, again, there's no part of us. We come as a whole package. The whole part of who we are, you know, is part of our brand. And so I just, that was the big one for me. But man, so many good things. No wonder he made such an impact on you, Mark. And here's the truth, not tickling your ears. I think that is why you are so gracious as a, as the overseer of Inspiring Growth. It's because there's a bunch of us who were where you were, and you have given comfort to others out of the comfort you yourself received. You knew that path. You knew how to foster growth because somebody had done it in you. So honestly, I feel so blessed. So I got mentored, indirectly by Bill. And I was super thankful for this interview for sure.
And
so,
by the way, I love that quote you started us with. That, I mean, that we're going to put in the show notes, folks, if you want to copy and paste that one. Cause
yeah,
that whole concept of how someone comes when you need for what you need,
when you don't even know you need it.
That's right. That's living with expectancy. It's just that idea that, oh, good things are coming. But then there's an ancient proverb that says, he who waters will himself be watered.
Yes.
When we give, we typically receive back. So be a mentor, folks. Seek people out.
Yes.
Do the uncomfortable thing of when someone's talking to you and they're beginning to share a struggle, instead of trying to fix the struggle, ask this important question. Tell me more. Because that's the place where true connection occurs.
Yeah, your mechanics bag stops the conversation. You may try to fix it, but it stops the conversation. Something like, tell me more, continues that conversation, which also means it continues growth and connection. So speaking of connection, again, we were giving away free stuff. So if you missed it, if you fast forwarded through that little thing in the middle, you don't want to miss out. These are great resources. So I created an ebook for you called 50 Ways to Initiate Great Connections with Others. And that's friendships, that's mentorships, that's leaderships, all the ships. You are welcome to download that. And you can do that by going to amberleenise.com/join. You'll get a monthly newsletter from me, which is encouragement and maybe some great recipes, but mostly just more connection and ideas, practical ways to connect with others. And then Mark, you're giving some goods away as well to business and organization leaders.
Yeah. So just go to inspiringgrowth.biz, click on the upper right-hand corner where it says strategy session. And what we'll do is we'll have a conversation centered around the 7 steps that we use in Inspiring Growth to grow great leaders and their brands. There's no obligation. If my calendar's got space, you'll be able to book into that. And we'll have about a 45-minute conversation, complimentary. By the way, Bill Belknap taught me about that. Like, just give stuff away. It'll bless other people. And it generally comes back to you in a way that you didn't even expect. So go to inspiringgrowth.biz, that's B-I-Z, in the upper right-hand corner, click on strategy session.
Strategy. Yes. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Oh, that's so good.
Welcome back, Inspiring Growth listeners. Thank you so much for being number one, an encouragement to us. Because when I go out and people recently were like, hey, when's the next episode dropping? And so I knew it was time to get our act together. I also want to thank Dylan Garvin with Studio D Production for editing today's podcast.
Yep.
By the way, folks, if you're thinking of having a podcast or have one and you're tired of doing all the editing yourself, reach out to Dylan. He can take care of all the stress, take all that stress and time out of your production. Just check with Dylan at Studio D Productions. And also, we appreciate when you give us 5-star ratings. I mean,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we give free gifts. This is a way that listeners can give us a free gift that is super valuable to us.
Yeah.
When people rate our podcast, more people are able to see it. It literally kind of puts a magnifying glass on what we have to offer and can encourage so many people. So give us the free gift of rating us, and we so appreciate it.
Thank you. And finally, friends, if you want to grow in your connection with others, be kind, be present, and ask great questions. I'm Mark P. Fisher with Amberlee Nice, and this is the Inspiring Growth Podcast. Thanks for listening.